A PDF of additional materials accompanies this program. Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Ambassadors, America's Diplomats on the Front Lines by Paul Richter, read by Fred Sanders. Chapter 1. The Best People for the Worst Places. On a mild day in February 2009, President Barack Obama appeared before 2,000 camouflage-clad Marines in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, to announce plans to wind down the Iraq War. American and foreign audiences had been waiting for months to hear how the new president would deal with the six-year-old conflict, and his remarks drew worldwide attention. Almost unnoticed in the text was a line thanking a career diplomat who, as ambassador to Iraq, helped shape a successful effort to check the country's bloody insurgency. Americans owed a debt of gratitude to Ryan C. Crocker, an unsung hero who had always sought the toughest assignments and was an example of the very best our country has to offer, Obama said. Crocker and a small number of seasoned diplomats like him were central players throughout the long campaign that America waged in the greater Middle East in the decade and a half after the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. In the aftermath of 9/11, the country began dispatching waves of troops and civilian specialists to the Middle East and South Asia to try to overcome security threats and steady fractured societies. These ambassadors, practicing a new diplomacy of the front lines, became Washington, D.C.'s preeminent troubleshooters and primary links to foreign leaders.